Regina, the opposition New Democrats grilled the government Tuesday over the latest hip and knee replacement numbers, including still long average wait times compared to the rest of the country. The NDP pointed to national data with numbers showing 44% of hip replacements and 31% of knee replacements in Saskatchewan hitting wait time benchmarks, according to that data. The party also issued a news release in which they pointed to Premier Scott Moe's government having redacted the sections of the contracts with Canadian Surgical Solutions, the Alberta private clinic doing hip and knee surgeries for Saskatchewan patients. The NDP also pointed to the Calgary clinic having performed only 90 surgeries despite a $6 million deal specifying performing 250. The criticism came on the same day that the government was sending out a news release touting a record-breaking year for surgical volumes in 2023-24 surpassing the volume recorded last year, with a record 95,700 surgeries performed between April 1, 2023, and March 31, 2024. Health critic Vicky Mowat raised the issue of hip and knee surgeries in question period and demanded to know details of the costs of the contract with the Calgary clinic. The exchange was recorded in answered, Ms. Mowat, Mr. Speaker, the results are that we have the longest wait times in Canada. If the minister has nothing to hide, release the numbers. It is that simple, Mr. Speaker, the Sask Party promised to be the most open and transparent government in the history of Saskatchewan, but they have completely failed to deliver on that promise. We have the longest wait times for knee and hip replacement. And when we look at the contract the Sask Party signed with their Calgary-based donor, they're again refusing to release details about the costs. The number of procedures, redacted. Cancellation fees, redacted. Consult fees, redacted. Fees for each type of surgery, redacted. Minister of Rural and Remote Health Tim McLeod responded, Hun. Mr. T. McLeod. The member opposite talks about wait lists. Almost 6,000 more surgeries were performed last year than the year before that. The wait list is trending down with 4,600 people removed from that wait list, Mr. Speaker, Ms. Mowat. Just a ridiculous answer from that minister to some very serious questions, Mr. Speaker. When Mowat asked again, why won't the minister come clean with the dollars he's paying to a Sask Party donor? McLeod responded, the member opposite maybe doesn't understand how this works, but the dollars going to surgical procedures aren't going to any Sask Party donors as she alleges, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, over 200 patients have accepted the referral to Calgary for hip and knee surgery, and of that 200, 90 have already received their treatment. Those patients have received the treatment that they needed as a result of the efforts of this government. In speaking to reporters, Mowat was asked about the redacted documents. It's incredibly concerning to see that the government won't be transparent with this information, and it raises questions about what they're hiding, Mowat said. What we do know about the cost is incredibly concerning. We've been able to receive some information here that indicates that mammograms and biopsies are costing 10 times the amount it would normally cost in the public system in Saskatchewan. It's incredibly concerning because we need to ensure we're getting the best value for money. There's only one taxpayer and people deserve to know where the taxpayer dollars are being spent. As for the hip and knee wait times, it shows that more needs to be done to get these wait times under control. It's really off-putting to see the government patting themselves on the back when compared to the rest of Canada we are falling so far behind.